Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are. We're on fire, and Bob Chapman is our guest. Bob, you could stay probably for the next 15, 20 minutes, and that's it, right?
Right.
Good. All right. We've got, Joe in Texas now. Hello, Joe. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Joe.
Yes. Bob, I enjoy your newsletter and your show, and you really coincide a lot with Rick. But, Bob, I had a question about, the baby boomers that are coming in and already know that Social Security is bankrupt, and what I'd like to find out is, like, and I'm concerned about it to the degree that I'm even going back to school. I'm taking a gunsmithing course because I think that the way the country's going is, I'm a very spiritual person. I know you are too, Bob, and I think that, I'm going by the line where it says a loaf of bread will buy a sack of gold, and I'm fortunate enough to have been able to store a lot of organic food and wheat and things like that. But as far as the Social Security goes, Bob, what do you feel that we're looking at in a time frame as far as how much more time do we have? And, I know that's a real tough question, but if you could, give me some kind of idea, give some others some ideas that, and a lot of the people that I go down to Eagle Pass and do watch Border on the weekends, and what concerns me is I'm hearing things about Russia coming in, building a munitions factory in Venezuela, and things of that nature, and I know that they're right at our back door. I mean, we're getting like, I go down on ranches and watch them on the weekend with about five other men, and I'm seeing a lot more Asians. I'm seeing a lot more people of Muslim descent, Middle Eastern descent, and, they're not really far apart if you look at them. I mean, they're real close to the Hispanic,
You've asked the question, Joe. Let's see if Bob can give us an answer.
I'll just listen and thank you, Bob, and thank you,
Rick.
All right,
very good. Thank you, Joe.
Well, where did that come from? Well, the enemy's in Washington at the moment.
Yes.
And if Washington has just about finished their Social Security building in Mexico City next to their embassy, and they decided, at least for a while, they're going to be giving Social Security out. I think the only time that they'll stop it is during a depression. And I think we're entered a recession already, and I think that could turn into a depression. And so I think we get a time frame at a minimum of 3 to 4 years in that regard. And so with that said, I think that at least you have an immediate time frame. They will drag out the Social Security as long as they can, even if they have to continue to print money to do so. They want control, but they don't want people starving in the streets either, because that creates a social situation that they don't need, at least in any given time.
Not yet.
The only time it would be propitious for them to do that would be in a total breakdown.
Yes.
And, and so I think short to intermediate term, 3 to 5 to 7 years, I think you're going to collect it. Beyond that, it's too hard to say.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have more callers waiting to speak with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com. And we will do that and give the phone number out again. You can get a hard copy subscription as well to the Forecaster. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RBN.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back now, and we don't have too much time, so we'll try to get right to the point. We have a few callers here to get through, and Bob can only be with us, I believe, till 20 past, unless he can stay till the end of the half hour. But let's take, I believe we have right now Bill in West Virginia next. Hello, Bill. That's you, Bill. You're on with Rick Adams and Bob Chapman. Bill, are you there? Do we have them? Let's see. Okay. Well, all right, then we'll go on to the next caller, and that is Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. Are you there, Mike? Okay. All right, back to Bill. Okay, Bill, you're on. Hello. Come on, Bill. Bill, are you there? I'm not hearing him. Maybe we're having a connection problem with his phone. All right, let's take the next caller. Mike in New York.
Good evening, Rick.
Yes, Bob. You're on. Go ahead.
Bob, I have a question. There seems to be a complete disconnect between the levitating stock markets, where the Dow and the S&P at least are at all-time highs, and the state of the economy with the... which is being destroyed by the likes of the leveraged buyouts, the vulture equity funds, plant closures, outsourcing, speculative hedge funds, you name it, and falling real estate.
Right.
my question is this. You know, do you think the record market highs are a function of the excess liquidity, or is it gaming by the Fed? Is it, or maybe even the Chinese with their trillion dollars, with their hoard of $1 trillion are buying out the remnants of the American industrial base? What's the reason for the markets being this high?
Well, first of all, the earnings aren't there. The estimates last year in November were 13.5% increase in earnings. Oh. And the previous year and the two or three years before that had been 18.5%.
Yep.
And our estimate was 4 to 8%. The first quarter came in at 6%. So it's not earnings that's driving that market. It's the sea of money, which you've mentioned, and it's every time it goes down, it's balanced up and manipulated by the Fed, or more nearly the working group and financial markets.
That would be the plunger protection team?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so those two elements, I think more than anything else, are what is catapulting the market.
Yeah, so,
on the other hand, what's detrimental to it, which has been coming for a long time, is higher interest rates, which we also predicted. And on the 10-year, which closed at 5/10/21 today, I'm looking for 5.65 to 5.85.
Yeah.
And if that happens, we're looking at a mortgage 30-year fixed rate of 6.75% to 7%,
yeah,
and
I
it closed at 6.65 by the MBA today.
Yeah.
So I think Freddie will come up with a figure a little higher, and so that's got the markets really jumbled as well.
Yeah, but you know, nothing seems to phase this market. It sort of brushes off. You know, it may have the odd down day, like. Earlier on this week and the week before, but the thing is, it always bounces back and it powers higher. You know, I'm just wondering how long.
No, you've got the answer.
Yeah.
You know what it is, and it's going to go until it doesn't go anymore.
High interest rates
are what is going to kill it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And there's another factor too before you leave, and that is. The borrowing of money. When you see the risk capitalists stop borrowing as much as they have been and cutting down the risk factor, you'll know that the creation of money will start to decline on a private basis. Most of the central banks in the world are averaging somewhere between 13 and 15% increase in what we used to call M3.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, they don't measure that anymore now, the Feds.
No, that's why we publish it, and there's only two or three others that do as well.
Yeah. The bottom line is that when interest rates rise, not only is the real estate market going to be hammered again into oblivion, the stock markets and the bond markets are going to be hit. So there'll be no hiding place, basically.
Gold and silver.
Well, apart from gold and silver, maybe.
Well, the only thing you can go to if you have a great deal of money and you want to retain liquidity is to buy Swiss franc government bonds.
Or maybe move to the Cayman Islands.
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty boring place because I spent a lot of time there.
Yes.
Okay,
I used to live
Thank
in Nassau
you,
in the Bahamas. It was so boring. I went and coached five kids soccer teams.
Maybe Coney Island.
That's much better, but you're in harm's way.
Enough humor. You got me laughing. All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks
Thank you,
lot.
Mike. All right, let's take Leslie, I believe, is next, right? Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick, and thank you, Mr. Chapman, for all that you have done for each and every one of us, because we only have ourselves to blame why we're in the position that we're in today. In fact, Lou Dobbs was reporting, and he was alarmed, that 69% of our of the children don't even graduate from high school in Detroit, something like 50% in L.A.
No, in Detroit it was 29.8.
Right.
I saw the program today, but I've quoted those figures in the forecaster before. And in Hispanic and black students, the graduation rate is 40 to 45% overall nationwide. And the figure among white kids is considerably higher. But the point is that in the inner cities, they're not getting their education. They can't compete. They have to take jobs at the lower part of the ladder, and they have to compete with illegal aliens at that level. And people who don't graduate from high school cost our country a tremendous amount of money in competitiveness.
And that will explain why we're coming in 18th in math and science with the industrialized nations, which is a big
absolutely.
And
What we need is more federal programs. That's all.
Oh yeah,
a few
no,
billion more
behind.
For the Department of Ed.
Send that guy to Boston.
Yeah.
Talking about Boston, we'll switch over to New York because today Schumer was grandstanding about how he's going to go after the currency is derived, the levels with China today, and how he's going to go after the trade policies with China. I find it most interesting because, as you know, Mr. Chapman, we came back empty-handed a couple months ago when you weren't watching the Nicole Kidman, Smith story day in and day out. That was the real story taking place, and the point being, China, to me, is showing real muscle here. As you know, she takes the funds and she develops her war programs and things of this nature. And Lou Dobbs was getting this out today, but Schumer was saying how he is going to, these other Democrats were going to go after the $1 trillion level that we have borrowed from China, as you well know, and the $200 billion plus this year, as you know, with the surplus that we have with China, and that, you know, we need to correct these levels. I can't see China doing anything, and why should she do anything? Because we're always begging for more and more, and the point being, we're not in a positioning of bargaining, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Absolutely, and you know, this is what came out as a headline today. There weren't too many details, but the headlines on Reuters said that a new bill is being proposed by senators that does not specifically name China or any other country. In addition, headlines state that the bill would require the U.S. Treasury to develop a new biannual report identifying two categories of foreign exchange misalignment, and that currencies misaligned due to clear foreign policy action should be targeted for priority action. Priority action countries would be opposed by the United States for more IMF voting power, and foreign exchange practices would affect a U.S. decision on whether a country is market economy under law. The bill threatens further penalties if appropriate action is not taken within 6 months. It would make Treasury and the central banks consult on remedial foreign exchange intervention if there's no change in the country's policy after 1 year, while also requiring the U.S. Treasury to initiate a case on the currency at WTO. Furthermore, the bill will allow currency under evaluation to be reflected in U.S. anti-dumping duty calculations. It would delay misaligned currency countries' access to U.S. government procurement market. Mm. And I've been at this business for 48 years, and that's a crock of crap.
I agree.
They're not going to do anything. And the only thing that's going to stop this thing is punitive tariffs, and it's not only against China and Japan. It's against every one of these countries that are rigging their currencies, and that is almost all of them.
Right. And
if we don't have that, the United States is going down the tubes.
Absolutely. And what was interesting is MSNBC reported the Wall Street Journal's findings.
Yeah. Can you stay for a few more minutes, Bob? All right, then. We'll be right back. Leslie, stay where you are. We'll return with your points that you want to make, and we'll have time to wrap things up. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, We'll be back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, in just 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Volume, man. Here we are. Okay, we're back now to wrap things up. Leslie, you're still there. And go ahead. You were making a statement about what you saw at MSNBC.
Yes, they reported from the Wall Street Journal that the approval rating for Congress was 23%. Mm-hmm. And the president...
That high?
That's what I was thinking. And 29% for the president. Now, yesterday, President Bush went up to the Capitol and had that little luncheon or that little
session,
correct? Yeah. With the GOP members, how he's got to get this amnesty. Well, it's an amnesty bill, and the public knows it. And meanwhile, Jeff Sessions from Alabama, the senator, told the president he needs to back off. But we need to tell Congress they need to back off. And we need to start calling tomorrow because we're the problem. That's why we're in the position we're in right now. But we need to call starting again tomorrow and let these people know that we do not want we do not want the amnesty bill under any circumstances,
right.
And there is no reason why the president doesn't do his basic duty, which is under Article 4, Section 4, and that is to protect our states from invasion, and particularly Mexico, what we're speaking of. And that has nothing to do with an amnesty bill, and we want our borders protected now, and no to amnesty. But we need to call tomorrow, Mr. Chapman, because you and RBN has done a beautiful job, and now it is up to us to do our job. And that is to just make a simple phone call and get involved.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
And that phone number, if Rick is permitted mm-hmm. to give it out,
sure,
is 877-851-6437.
Mm-hmm.
And again, toll free, 877-851-6437. And the other number is 202-224-3121, but it's imperative we make our voices heard. Again, 202-224-3121. You call your representative and let them know. And I know McLean is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's got a conflict of interest. Feinstein, Council of Foreign Relations. In fact, Mr. Chapman, they have no business, in my view, serving in that capacity as a representative of our government, being a member of the Council of Foreign, they have a conflict of interest, a clear conflict of interest. They cannot serve two masters, and we know the masters that McLean is serving and Ms. Feinstein. That is very clear, and it is not in our interest.
Well, that goes without saying, Leslie, and we'll give out the number again during the program.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Well, Bob, as we come to the end of the program again, any last thoughts between programs that we should be aware of that you would impress on our listeners to think of more than anything as far as preparation and housekeeping, house cleaning, and so forth in a financial sense?
Well, I start a program by video from Wink, W-I-N-K,
yeah.
in Fort Myers, Florida, and they had an auction on townhouses that originally cost $300,000
mm-hmm.
Just a year and a half ago, and they were selling them for $145,000. So the real estate market's going to go down, so hold on to your britches.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who can, get rid of your credit card debt, your revolving debt,
right.
and all kinds of debt that you can get rid of, because it's not going to be easy. It's going to get nasty. And one of you is going to lose your job, and you want to keep your home. And so get rid of that debt. And if you have done so, then go into gold and silver-related assets. That's the only way that I know of to, at this point in time, protect what you have.
And I'll second that motion. Now, people who would like to write to you, I'll have you give the email address slowly again and your phone number so that people can also subscribe to talk to you personally if they can. I know you're a busy guy. If you can help out, you will. And also to get a hard copy of the information you put out each week and every month.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We have an email edition that goes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's about 30 pages each
yeah.
time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. And the site that we have on the Internet where you can order the Forecaster is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, Forecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free to get a copy of either, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And if you have questions, just call in, leave your name and your phone number, and I will call you back. I have time for everybody.
That's wonderful.
And sometimes it gets a little painful. But I will call you.
Mm-hmm.
I have unlimited service, so that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so the door is open.
Well, that's just wonderful of you, Bob, because I know you're up You're probably up during the day, and I don't know when you sleep. I don't know if you ever get any sleep, but anyway.
Well, I get up at 4. That's why I got to bail out so early.
I know,
and,
right now. All right. We'll let you run, Bob. Thank you for the 90 minutes, and we'll talk again next month.
All right.
Good night now. All right, Bob Chapman, our guest. When we come back, we'll be chitty-chatting. We have Wolfgang on the lines, and we'll talk to him about the latest. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Yes, yes, we're speaking about Washington again, ladies and gentlemen. We have no respect for them. Amen. Well, we have an old-timer now, an old caller anyway, an old guest, and that is Wolfgang on the line now. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
All right. How have you been since we last talked?
What has happened
to the family? Are they still kidnapped and taken?
Yes, they are. All three of my children are in protective custody and went to court today again, and they said they're not going to give the kids back without a battle. So I'm out here in the trenches, Rick, and I'm ready for a battle.
What are you planning to do, Wolfgang?
Well, tell you the truth, sir, I am trying desperately not to go postal on these guys.
Right.
You know, this is my opinion only. I do not speak for Rick Adams or RBN, but Wolfgang has had it. They pushed me to the limit. So I need people that have legal minds that can help us out with this situation so I don't have to go that route. Just like Ed Brown up there is bunkered in, you know. He's ready for a fight. I'm ready for a fight. You know. I wish I had better news to tell you, but golly gee, they stole my kids.
And this has been about a month now, right?
Yes, and my little kids are just going crazy. They're out of their wits. They want their mom and dad. My poor little wife is wandering around the house looking for the children, even though they're not there. She's having a severe emotional breakdown. It's really sad to watch. And I'm the one who has to bear the brunt of this whole thing. And, gee, I know a lot of your listeners out there have got some internal fortitude, and they can help me out.
Now, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach you by phone?
Well, I don't have a phone anymore. I'm calling you from a payphone right now. You can call me at, you can email me at my email address.
You still have the email, right?
Yes, inyourfacetv@rock.com.
Inyourfacetv@rock.com.
Right, but this is an extremely tough battle.
You know what? We have new listeners all the time, so maybe it's wise if you just try to tell people who don't know what this is all about. Just give us a brief thumbnail sketch as to what happened in the last month or so to your family.
Well, my wife had a newborn baby.
Yes.
Had to go to intensive care because it was a premature birth.
Right.
And they insisted we sign up for Medicaid or Medicare, whatever it's called. And we refused to go to the system to do that. And they declared it to be a crisis emergency because we couldn't pay the bill. So they in turn sicked the dogs of CPS, Child Protection Services, on us and proceeded to remove all my children from my care.
On the grounds?
On the grounds that we couldn't pay the hospital bill.
Wait a minute now, but that, you know, I mean, here you couldn't pay the bill, so they take your kids.
Right, that don't make no sense to me.
Well, I mean, that's extortion and blackmail and robbery.
Exactly, and kidnapping. I told them today, I told them right straight to their face, I do not compromise with terrorists. You're a bunch of kidnappers. You're terrorizing my kids. You know,
have they attempted to do anything to you and your wife now?
No, they're not filing any charges against us. They're just taking our children as hostage. And I'm fed up with it.
Well,
man.
Did you say once before that they had claimed that you were unfit as parents? Was that the basis that they were filing under?
Well, they tried to make that charge, but it didn't stick because it ain't true.
Well, I mean, but how did they went through the court?
No, that didn't go through the court. They just made that allegation.
All right, so it has not been adjudicated that particular charge.
No.
And,
no.
Where are you located now, for those who don't know?
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. Anybody who knows Kansas City, right now I'm standing on Prospect Avenue, which is right in the middle of the hood. I'm surrounded by gang members and gangbangers.
Mm-hmm.
Not where I want to be, but that's where I happen to be right now.
Mm.
And they're all looking at me funny. Because, you know, we got to do something about this because I'm fighting not only for my family, but every other family in America. This could happen to you. Anybody listening to this program, just one phone call, one false allegation, they could come get your children.
Mm-hmm. So what is you're looking for some extraordinary legal help here? Is that what you're looking for?
Anybody who has a brilliant legal mind out there, who has motions or templates for motions that we can file in the court, that would be greatly appreciated. I don't want anybody's money. I want their legal help. That's it.
Okay. All right. And they can, people who are listening now might be able to get in touch with you by emailing you at the address inyourfacetv@rock.com. R-O-C-K, right?
That's true.
And rock.com. All right.
The newest addition to our site, Rick, is called the Broadcast Machine. If you go to my main webpage, inyourface.tv, you'll see it right there.
Mm-hmm.
It says Broadcast Machine. I put that up specifically for anybody who has video out there who wants to post it up there on the website, let the entire world see what you have shot on video.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to them. Take the battle to them.
Okay.
I really don't want to go postal on these guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. What was the total bill that it came to? They were asking you to pay. Can you tell us?
Right now it's about $700,000.
$700,000?
Yes.
For what?
Intensive care services.
$700,000? That's $750,000.
I know that. It's extortion.
Well, let me ask you this now. You refused Medicare and Medicaid. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Then did they take it upon themselves to ignore your refusal and bill them anyway?
They were trying to institute it themselves. Yeah, that's right. So it's
are they doing that now?
I think so. So it's Medicaid fraud as far as I can tell.
Uh-huh.
I didn't agree to it. They did it in my name, put it that way.
So now your family, your children, are in state custody.
Yes.
And you have no visitation?
None at all.
None?
None.
Hmm.
And I'm totally, I'm a polite person when I'm on the radio with you, Rick, because you're a very nice guy. But I'm totally at my wit's end.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I really do. I really do.
So we got to do something about this.
We've got this is going on all over now, all over the country. We've got you, we've got the Ed Browns all over the world.
Right.
But here in America, it's more than at any other time we're facing these crises, and government is definitely way out of control.
And you and your listeners know the score, what's going on with the New World Order and everything. What are we going to do, boys?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm one of you. I've been doing this for 15 years. How are you going to help out a brother, man?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Exactly.
You've heard it, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening now. We have countless people listening right here in this country and all across America, the world for that matter.
And everybody out there listening, Rick Adams is an extreme patriot. He's putting his neck on the line to do what he's doing right now.
It isn't easy, but we have to do something.
It ain't easy at all.
You can't do everything, but we can do something. And that which we can do, we ought to do. And by the grace of God, we shall do.
Right.
Remember the words of Everett Hale.
That's true.
Well, so, all right.
I wish I had a better report for you, but I'm still going to fight these guys. No matter what, if I have to live in a tent out in the field and still fight them, I'm going to fight them. I'm going to fight them.
All right. Get back to us, please. Please do, and let my producer know anyway as to what kind of response you're getting, the kind of help you need, okay?
Okay,
legal help. In Your Face TV, again, ladies and gentlemen, at rock.com.
Correct.
In Your Face TV at rock.com, R-O-C-K.
Yes, sir.
Wolfgang, we're with you. Our prayers are with you, and hopefully we'll be able to get you some tangible help as well, okay?
All right. Appreciate that, Rick.
All right.
And I'll keep you updated.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night. Thanks for
having me on. Wait a minute. We have someone that wants to speak with Wolfgang?
Sure. Go ahead.
Does he want to speak with him? All right. We have Tony in Georgia that wants to speak with Wolfgang. Hello, Tony.
Rick.
Hey, Tony.
Listen, Wolfgang, we're battling the same situation here in Georgia.
Yeah.
My daughter, 3 years ago, somebody went and told DFACS that her and her husband were having problems. They went and took the two children out of the home. I've seen them only once in 3 years.
Oh, man.
We've been battling this. There's never any charges filed. And then she had another child, and they took that child until it was a year old. That made her and her husband get her divorced. But during that time, she was pregnant. She had another one. Now she's pregnant again. She had to move out of state. We've been battling this. We've exhausted everything we've had. But we're not giving up because we know who's on our side. And
right.
You got to just stand firm. We've been doing this for 3 years, Wolfgang.
Wow.
I know exactly how you feel. I talk with people all the time that this has happened to. And it's a strange thing because here in Georgia, in the county of Lamar, where we used to live, the defects there is so corrupt. The last day that my daughter had court, they terminated every parent's right on that day for no reason at all. Because it's a female judge. Now, I'm not against females, but any time a woman is in authority over a man,
mm-hmm.
it's ungodly. And
yes,
you
sir.
See more and more of that. But today, thank God, we have an attorney that's going in there, and he's going to keep backside. That's all I can say. He is going after the judge. He's going after all of them.
Well, God bless you, brother. I'm glad you're in the fight. Not exactly thrilled about how you got in it, but we got to stick together and go after these guys.
We need a way that we can stay in touch, all of us, that this has happened to. And I've noticed this in the state of Georgia. If you make meth and you use meth and your children test positive to meth, they'll mm-hmm. take your children for about 3 months and give them back to you and pat you on the back. But my daughter never was charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so corrupt. They just go in and they just legally take your children.
Yep.
It's
yep.
all it is legalized kidnapping, and they sell them on the chopping block like they're a piece of merchandise. And I have a friend in Florida this happened to, and they get $10,000, $10,800 per child that they take away from families. Now, isn't that kind of like slavery?
It is, exactly. Yes, Tony, you're right. So we got to do something, man. We got to do something.
We need some type of website. My daughter has quite a few things. If you go on YouTube mm-hmm. and you type in Jaden and Joey, J-A-D-Y-N and Joey, mm-hmm. and look at the videos there, and you can type my daughter's name, Amanda Donahoe, D-O-N-E-H-O-O, and you will pull up court records, the whole nine yards. They've lied about everything. They manufacture evidence that they don't
right.
even have. But that's the way it goes. Rick, thank you. Wolfgang, God bless you. Our prayers are with you. Hey, we're going to win this battle because we know who we stand for, we represent. We're going to make it. And good night, Rick.
Okay, thank you. The war is on.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes,
thank
Tony.
You.
The war is on, then. And we must all together now find every recourse that we can at our disposal to be able to put a stop to this tyranny. I mean, this is really like raw Bolshevism.
Exactly.
This is communism, the destruction of the family. And I hope that we can generate for you.
You know,
I
want
to. We have so many people listening.
Rick, I want a peaceful solution to this.
I know.
I don't want to load my AK-47, man.
Right.
But I'm ready to do that right now. That's my opinion, not Rick Adams.
I understand that. Yep. And I don't blame you a bit. I understand what you're going through. And quite frankly, as you just heard from Tony, there's so much of this going on
mm-hmm.
right now all across this land. And the government has taken over. Government has interfered. Government is becoming God. And that's when enough is enough.
It's enough.
Yes.
We have to turn it around, take it back, boys. Everybody out there listening to this program, you have to get motivated, get involved, do something.
Contact Wolfgang.
You know what?
Help him if you can. Help him. He needs help. He needs legal help. And he needs all your prayers, obviously, as well. But, Wolfgang, try to hang in there and don't do anything rash yet. You know?
No, I won't. I'm a pretty smart individual.
I understand. I know when the point comes where enough is enough, they want that. They want to force you up against the wall and corner you like
right.
they would corner a rat. Only they're the rats.
They're the rats.
And they need
true.
To be cornered.
That's right.
And dealt with accordingly.
That's a fact.
All right, Wolfgang. Check back with us tomorrow, please.
I will try to be a sane individual and have a rational thought in my head.
Let me know, and again, keep in touch that way. I'm sorry we don't have phone contact, but
That's fine.
With email right now will do. Okay.
All right, sir.
All right, good night.
Hey, thanks
All right.
for your
Bless
time.
Bless you. Thank you. All right. And tomorrow night, by the way, on the program, we are going to have Jim Guest as our guest. And you know Jim is, as a matter of fact, a legislator from Missouri. I don't know if Wolfgang knows him, but he is a great supporter of freedom and a supporter of Ron Paul in particular. And he's been on. He's been on with John Stadtmiller. He will be on tomorrow night, our guest. Don't forget Friday night, Debbie Kidd will be our guest in the first hour, and hopefully we can coax her into staying a little longer. But we have some important guests, and there are many people out there. We're not alone. We're not alone. There are many, many forums. And that's why Tony Blair and George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Gates and the rest of them would love to shut down the net, love to shut down alternative radio, because this is the only forum, this type of forum, where you, the American people, unfortunately, are forced to go to get the truth. Corruption and Satanism is running rampant across this world today. All right, we'll be back with a final segment of Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. 1-800-231-1001 or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away... There is no freedom.
Hey, we're back. Don't have too much time, ladies and gentlemen, and remember to call these buzzards in Washington and let them know exactly how you feel. Round two, amnesty bill and the hate crimes bill as well. Both of those need to be opposed with vigorous phone calls. Vigorous phone calls, okay? And by the way, toll-free number, the 877-851-6437 number. But also, we want to remind you that you can call Mitch McConnell's number, Senator Mitch McConnell, and the Majority Leader's office. You can call him as well. And let's see. Well, we have a fax number for him. I don't know if we have the phone number right now, but we have the fax number, 202-224-2499. And that's the number to Mitch McConnell's office. And the Republicrats in Washington need to know that. They need to know just how angry you are. A bunch of Republicans, of course, have voted this year against the amnesty bill and last year. They need to be encouraged. There's certainly quite a few stalwarts who have done that. Even Elizabeth Dole, my goodness. All right, we have a reminder that there is an amnesty hotline number to get through to your senator besides the number we gave, the 877 number, and that is 800-417-7666. That's right, 666. It's 800-417-7666. That's pretty easy to remember, huh? Congress at 666. Oh, my. That makes a lot of sense, ladies and gentlemen. And, we'll be talking more about it as time goes on, as time permits, as a matter of fact. And we don't have enough time in the day to talk about the things that we need to talk about. But Kill the Bill Round 2 is what it's called. Michelle Malkin, of course, has written a column on it. And Michelle can be good when she wants to be. And the fact of the matter is that this measure, again, is disaster for America. The amnesty, so-called immigration reform bill of Bush and the New World Order, North American Union, Council on Foreign Relations bill is bad. It is bad for America. Tell them all no. And no to a hate crimes bill. Keep the federal government and its cotton-picking fingers out of your local affairs. Bad enough now what's going on with the states, kidnapping of children and breaking up of families. The last thing we want is to federalize all of it. And that's what they would like. All right. Anyway, that's the word, ladies and gentlemen, for tonight. I'm rounding out the program now. Tomorrow night, we will be back, Lord willing, and we will have on Mr. Guest, Jim Guest, and should be a very fascinating program. We welcome your participation and your support of Republic Broadcasting Network. Support us with your prayers and your donations. Keep the word going out. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night, all.
It's true. Gold and silver.